Hello, I'm Mary Ellen Pinzino, director of the Come Children Sing Institute. This audio presentation, entitled Parenting Music, is for parents of infants, babies, and toddlers, and those who care about their development. To contact me, go to www.comechildrensing.com. I welcome your comments. Introducing your little child, musician extraordinaire. Your child's musicality is one of your little one's most precious gifts. Your child's innate musical talent is bursting with potential, and it is at its peak right now. Your child's musical brilliance will fade without your intervention in the earliest years of life. Today's media-driven world makes it difficult for parents to know what to do for their child's musical talent. The market is flooded with musical products for young children that blur the distinction between musical entertainment and musical growth and development. Most musical toys do not teach music. Educational toys that use music to teach counting and the alphabet cloud the difference between music for learning and learning music. Confusing the issue still more, contemporary press touts that music makes your child smarter, singling out math skills and spatial awareness, ignoring music development. The absence of public awareness about the young child's developmental process of learning music has mistakenly led well-meaning parents to assume that if their little child is involved in some kind of music, that he is learning music. Parents have been left to base their selection of children's musical toys, instruments, music classes, CDs, and DVDs on what is cute, popular, or entertaining, or what is fascinating to their child, who loves everything musical, without knowing what might be best for learning music. The young child is so attracted to music that it is easy to lose sight of musical growth and development. Your child is wired to learn music. Your little one is not doomed if you are not musical, nor gifted because you are musical. Your precocious or developmentally delayed child is not automatically ahead or behind musically. Your child has a natural talent to be musical, and it has to be nurtured or it will wither rather than bloom. You can learn to parent your child's esteemed musical talent, whatever your musical background. The acquisition of language in the young child has been a topic of research for many years. It is only in the last 30 years that we have begun to uncover the young child's process of learning music and to understand its likeness to learning language. The prime difference is in the language itself. Your child's thinking mind processes words. Your child's musical mind processes music. Your little one's imagination can be captured by words. Your little one's musical imagination, another innate potential that is a powerful force from birth, is not captured by words. Its native language is music. Your child is an artist and receives the world like a poet, perceiving every little nuance of life. Your child's ability to sense the wonder of each new day can cause you to look differently at life. Your child's ability to sense the wonder of music will cause you to look differently at music for young children. Babies love mobiles, twisting and turning overhead with the objects of delight not quite in reach of those little hands. Music is like an oral mobile for your child, with the elements of music twisting and turning in front of your little one in sound, and the objects of delight within reach only by dancing with them. Rhythm is the most accessible dangling element in the oral mobile and provides the foundation for all music learning. For generations, we have engaged children in rhythm through nursery rhymes and finger plays, knowing that children are enthralled with rhythm and rhyme. Your little one's musical talent is even more enthralled with rhythm without the rhyming words, as pure rhythm speaks most directly to your child's musical mind. Nursery rhymes are universally a part of childhood, stimulating your child's growing mind and providing opportunity for delightful interaction. Your child's little musical mind needs the same kind of stimulation and interaction, but with rhythm rather than words. Rhythm chants pack more power for music learning and can be as playful and as expressive as nursery rhymes. Ba-ba-ba, 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 ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba. Chanted repeatedly provides direct access to your child's musical mind and captures your little one's musical imagination. Adding words to rhythm makes it harder for your child to comprehend the rhythm. Adding melody makes it even more difficult, and accompaniments and visuals make it still more challenging for your child to understand the rhythm. The more layers we add on top of pure rhythm, the more difficult it becomes for your child to access the rhythm. Your little musician learns rhythm best through naked rhythm. It may be easier to learn the alphabet, vowel sounds, and other concepts when words are set to music, but it is not easier to learn music. The language of your child's musical talent is rhythm and tonal. These two dimensions of music can capture your child's musical imagination and hold it captive. Parents are always surprised when they witness their infant, baby, or toddler's focused attention to rhythm and to tonal, the intensity of their gaze, and how long they tune in. Parents never cease to be amazed at how much their child is attracted to unadorned rhythm and to tonal, and how attentively their little one responds. Your child's remarkable gift is ready for its musical journey. It is ready to unveil the brilliance of musical talent. It requires that you speak its native language of rhythm and tonal so it can make sense of music. A sense of rhythm, and a sense of tunefulness. Traditionally, children's songs have been the heart of music for young children. Our rich heritage of songs for children nurtures the very essence of childhood and should always be part of growing with music. However, your talented little musician is ready for far more sophisticated rhythms and melodies than most songs for children provide. Children's songs are based on words, which speak to your child's thinking mind rather than musical mind. These songs charm, entertain, capture the imagination, and compel a child learning language. But it is songs without words that capture the musical imagination and engage your little one's musical talent. Toot 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 toot. Sung repeatedly provides direct access to your child's musical mind and captures your little one's musical imagination. The difficulty of children's songs has most often been a function of the words. Developmentally, it has to be the music that increases in difficulty throughout early childhood and beyond. Rhythm alone offers a lot of room to grow, and your talented musician will thrive on rhythms that might even challenge you. Your little one's ability to keep a beat will emerge in time, though not from attending to individual beats. Rather, your child's musical mind is drawn into the organization of beats, the meter. Your little musician is compelled by the way the beats go together, the rhythm context, the meter rather than the beat. Your musically talented child absorbs unusual meters as readily as common meters. Ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba. And ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba are examples of two of the more common meters. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba are more difficult meters. A variety of meters is like an oral set of stacking cups for your child. Your talented little musician plays with the meters orally, examining how the beats go together, discovering patterns, and sorting one meter from another. Your little musician extraordinaire knows that developing a sense of meter is fundamental to learning rhythm. Your child's ability to carry a tune will also emerge in time, though not from attending to individual pitches. Your child's little musical mind is drawn into the arrangement of pitches in relation to each other, the tonal context, the tonality, rather than the pitch. Your gifted little musician is intrigued by the way the pitches work in relation to each other and absorbs the less common tonalities as readily as the common. Ba 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 ba. And ba 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 ba. And ba 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 ba. And ba 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 ba. Represent four different tonalities. A variety of tonalities is like an oral set of shapes for your child to sort. Your talented little musician plays with the tonalities orally, exploring how pitches work in relation to each other, discovering patterns, and finding the shape of one tonality as different from the others. Your child's innate musicianship understands that a sense of tonality is the most basic tonal skill. Your little superstar also knows that movement is the very essence of music, that music and musicians have to dance. Movement becomes a playground where your little musician can explore every nuance of music in motion. Traditionally, musical interaction with a young child has been through words to songs, with the words also providing cues for motions. Your child's musical talent is far beyond words to songs, and it craves interaction in the native language of rhythm and tonal. Your little one's esteemed musical talent will fade if its musical needs are not met during these earliest years. The finest CDs and the finest music teacher cannot parent your child's musical talent. You have the privilege of parenting your little one's musical gifts. Your child will not care if you have two left feet or sing out a tune. Your loving participation in your child's musical growth can stimulate and sustain music babble, your little one's attempts to interact musically through voice and movement. With some guidance, you can playfully propel your little musician's journey through music babble, from early vocalizations and random movement to tunefulness and rhythmicity that are founded in a sense of meter and a sense of tonality. You naturally prompt your child's language development. You can learn to play with rhythm and tonal just as you play with words, so that your child can thrive musically, whatever your musical background. With a little guidance, your wonderful creativity and intuitive sense of your little one can propel music learning, provide new opportunities for joyous interaction, and make learning music a delightful addition to day-to-day activities. Rhythm chants and songs without words, in various meters and tonalities, become the oral toys for your child to explore, to chew on, to dance with, and to grow on. these developmental toys speak the native language of your child's musical mind and take your child's musical imagination on one journey after another. You and your little one can play with these oral toys at the changing table, in the rocking chair, inside, outside, and in the car, and you can use them to amuse, settle, entertain, or distract your little one as you playfully develop your child's musical talent. You can carry the oral toys with you anywhere you go without having to find room for them in the diaper bag or pick them up off the floor. You already play with your child in movement. Sightings have been reported of your dancing all over the house with your little one and engaging in any movement that amuses your little dance partner. With a little guidance, your movement can inspire your little one's musicianship. Your child's innate musical talent, when tuned in to meters, tonalities, and movement, brings a whole new level of musical understanding to songs with words. Your talented little musician will devour art songs written for these tender ages, songs with words in various meters and tonalities that transport your little one's musical imagination to new horizons. Your child's musicianship also deserves songs with words in the various tonalities and meters that both keep pace with and challenge increasing rhythm and tonal development throughout early childhood and beyond. Your child's musical talent is a powerful force that needs your magic as a parent to develop its potential, whatever your musical background. Parenting music during the earliest years will serve your child for a lifetime. It will enable rhythmic and tuneful singing. It will provide the foundation for developing skills in improvisation, music reading and writing, harmony, style, and expression. It will prepare your child to play any musical instrument. It will equip your child to become a participant rather than bystander in a lifetime of music making, whether school ensembles, garage bands, or on stage, whether jazz, classical, pop, or rock, and whether vocal or instrumental. It will raise an enlightened music consumer, and it will prepare your child to engage musically in the technology of music production and editing that is already accessible to children. 21st century parenting holds the promise of a generation of greater musicality. With a little guidance, you can make learning music as natural as learning language. You can give voice to your child's musical talent and give wing to your little songbird. You can empower your little child's musical brilliance. I'm Mary Ellen Pinzino, director of the Come Children Sing Institute. To see these principles in action, go to www.comechildrensing.com. If you would like to be notified when additional presentations on parenting music become available, contact me at www.comechildrensing.com. I welcome your comments. Tell friends and parent groups that this audio presentation is available free at www.comechildrensing.com.